98.5, Star 98. And it's Steve and Laura. I want to take you to Nebraska. 63-year-old farmer in Nebraska had to cut off his own leg last month. He was transferring a load of grain into a bin and got his leg caught in the long metal screw that moves the grain to the top of the bin. Our lovely farmers will know what we're talking about there. He was alone, did not have his phone, so he used something to sever his own leg.
My hands are sweating and I'm... do you feel that too?
In order to free himself, that's what he simply had to do. His story is graphic. Listen.
We're moving corn and taking from one place to the other. But I was in that routine like I always used to do. I didn't think of it. I stepped in the hopper in that little hole. It just sucked my leg in, and I was trying to pull it out. And when it first happened, I can remember telling myself, this ain't good. Mm-hmm. This is not good at all. And I had my pocket knife. I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it. When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping when I start sawing around that pipe. And all at once, it... went and let me go, so I got the heck out of there. It is what it is. Make the best of it is all you can do.
Make the best of it.
I know that there are those extreme situations where you are put in that position that you either have to do what you need to do or else, but I just know me, and I would be dead. Because there, honestly, I'm not even trying to be funny. Yes, that would be the moment where I'd say, well, I guess this is how I end it.
Today is the day, huh?
Remember watching that movie? Did you ever see it with James Franco, 127 Hours, where he's the rock climber or hiker and he gets
his arm stuck
under a boulder?
Yes.
That would be my end. Like, that would be, I'd be done because I could not do that. I know that right now.
Here's the thing, though. I think you would do whatever you had to do to survive. You think now that, oh man, I would just have to end it.
No,
I don't know. Your body is a temple. And I think that you would eventually just do whatever you had to do to survive, including if it took taking out a pocket knife and cutting off a limb, you would do it. Your body is a temple.
I get that, but my temple would be closed that day. It would close for business permanently. Sorry, guests, but you are no longer allowed near this temple because we've shut it down. I mean, that's what would happen. I can't even go in for my physical knowing that they're going to draw blood without having a meltdown of epic proportion. You think I can saw my leg off? I wouldn't. I would die. I know that.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would die.
I
think
hope you would. We are never in a position where I need to saw a part of me off, or God forbid, to saw your leg off.
Yeah.
Because you would then die, because I could not do it. So if we should never be in the wilderness
together, which I know probably
will never happen, because I try to avoid wilderness moments for this reason and bugs. I don't do well with that.
I don't know if this makes you feel bad or worse, but I would cut your arm off in a minute.
Thank you, but you can just let me die. Honestly, like, just save yourself and just let... I'm at peace with... I'm coming to terms with it now in case it ever happens, that I'm good with that. Okay. Just let it be.
All right. Now we know.
I can't.
If we're ever in that situation,
save yourself and let me be.
Star 98.
This is Steve and Laura, Star 98.